Okay, this is going to be relatively short, but I hope it reaches home. Go to Exodus 23 and 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to use those two sections, and we're going to get right down to the crux of this message as quick as we possibly can. And if you can hear this, it will help you in your walk with God. Many Christians are not getting anywhere with the Lord simply because they're not aware of this particular principle. It's important. Now, we're starting in Exodus 23. This is shortly after Israel came out of Egypt. Moses had brought them out. They spent some time around Sinai, and he's exhorting them before they go into the land of Canaan. God speaks through Moses and promises them protection. In verse 20 says, "Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared." So this kind of connects in with John chapter 14, where Jesus said, "I have prepared a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." And so that's what the Lord is saying here. I've prepared a place for you people. And I'm sending an angel to lead you there. This is Old Testament terminology and expressions to say the same thing that Jesus said when he said, "I go to prepare a place for you." And he was the angel. He was the messenger that was sent. Then he gives them a lot of things here. Verse 22. "If thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies, an adversary unto your adversaries." Verse 23, "Mine angel shall go before you and bring you unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I will cut them off." Now, it's important that we understand that all of these ites that he's talking about, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Jebusites, and any other ites that he might mention later, all represent different aspects of our self-life that has to be overcome. See, Moses leading the children of Israel into the land of Canaan, it's a mystery. Presenting the very thing that God is doing in this day is he's bringing us unto himself. And in verse 27 he says, "I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people." Now, if you've endeavored to walk with God any at all, already by this time you're aware of every time that you endeavor to take a step or to move out in God, is something about your flesh nature that becomes an enemy. It is the hindrance that hinders us from walking with God more than anything else. We carry that enemy around with us, you see, because our selves are the Canaan, and the Lord coming forth in us is to drive out all these Canaanites, you see. Then I'm moving toward 29 and 30 because this is a key point here. He says, "I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year." In other words, driving out these Canaanites and all these inhabitants of the land, it's not going to be necessarily a quick work. He says, "I'm not going to do it in 1 year." Why? "Lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee." You see, that animalistic nature we have. The land must not become desolate. But he says in verse 30, "Little by little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land." But remember, when they came out of Egypt, they could have gone a certain way and have been to where they needed to go in 11 days. But they would have met with such warfare until they wouldn't have been able to handle it. So Moses took them a long route around in order to not expose the people to something they couldn't handle. Because coming out of Egypt, they were not an army yet. They were slaves. They thought like slaves. They acted like slaves. They were slaves. Even though they were out from under Egypt, they were still in their thinking they were slaves. That slave spirit just taken them over. So it was impossible for them to just move on out and get across that wilderness real quick and move into the land of Canaan and take it. Now, a lot of things had to take place before they could do that. A lot of that slave spirit had to be emptied out. The fears that they had to be dealt with. The doubts, the unbelief. And then we noticed that as they went through the wilderness wanders for 38 years, the many times that God dealt with them because of their unbelief, because of the doubts, all these things. So he says here, we're not going to drive them out from before them 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. In other words, as you go, as you're strengthened, we're just not going to move out all the Canaanites because you're not strong enough to move in and to take over the vacuum and replenish the earth yet. You see. So, it's by little and little I will drive them out before you until you are increased. In other words, until you grow, until you are strengthened, until you're many more than what you are now. And there's many things that God cannot deal with us in our own human nature and to eliminate until we have been strengthened. We have to be tested and tried. And we've got a lot of things we have to come into before this can be done. Then we can inherit the land. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Read one verse. Verse 16. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Another verse. Therefore, verse 17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, fundamental Christianity has taken this scripture and said, alright, I've accepted Jesus as my Savior. I am now a new creation. All old things have passed away and all things have become new. But if we're honest, it doesn't take very long, maybe a matter of minutes, to realize everything isn't new. I was talking to a particular minister one time, and the subject came up of being born again. I said, being born again is a process. We're not just born again and that's it, it's done. He said, gosh, that has to be right, because I've wondered a long time why I have some of the problems I have and I'm supposed to be a born again Christian. You know, and this was a pastor. But all things have become new. Now I remember when I became a Christian, that was a whole new world to me. And I felt like all things had become new. But it didn't take too long before I began to realize some of the old things of old Henry were still hanging around and needed to be dealt with, you see. But if we take the attitude and say, well, I'm born again, everything's new, I'm just what God wanted. I'm ready to go to heaven. See, that closes the door to ever becoming, if we can realize this thing is not going to happen immediately. little by little, step by step, process by process, we're coming to a place where all things become new. And then you walk along and you discover there's a lot of things that just haven't been passed away yet. And so you come to another realm, and where it's like you're not really born again, but your born again experience is expanded. So little by little, the Lord is taking over our humanistic land, our land of Canaan that He is coming forth in, and He begins taking it over. And we have to understand, it's little by little, here a little, there a little, precept upon precept. It just isn't done in chapter 23. It will not be done in 1 year, He said. In one time span, it's not going to be done. But we have to increase. We take it step by step. You come into a little bit and you grow and you change, and then you move into a little more victory and you grow and you change, and it's little by little we come into our inheritance, and little by little the Lord comes forth within us, destroying all the Canaanites of our flesh. And one thing we want to remember, this was the process of Israel when they went into the land of Canaan. God told them to wipe out the Canaanites and destroy them completely. They didn't do it. In some places in the land of Canaan, there remained some Canaanites. And where there were some that remained in the land, they were thorns in their flesh from that time on. The thing of it is, once you get started in this walk with God, to becoming a new creation in the Lord, it has to be from start to finish. You can't stop along the way and say, well, I've gone far enough. Because what happens then? What's left becomes a torment to you. It becomes that which can destroy, not only keep you from moving into more of God, it can destroy what you have already obtained too. So it's important to remember, take these steps in God, little by little, go in, conquer the land, but don't stop until the job is finished. Amen.